Debt and oil both moved before sunrise. The tape never slept. I'm Iris, and this is the Apex Quantix Briefing. It's Friday, August 21st. U.S. debt crosses $40 trillion and the Treasury's buyback plan fails to hold down yields, and Iran pressure leaves the Strait of Hormuz nearly empty. Plus, gold and Bitcoin are running. The U.S. gross national debt passed $40 trillion on Thursday. It has doubled since January 2017. Debt held by the public is about $32 trillion, and the federal government is projected to spend more than $1 trillion on net interest this year. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says, "There's nothing magic about the $40 trillion number." The bond market is less relaxed. The 10-year Treasury is around 4.7%, and the 30-year is near 5%. To slow the move, the Treasury said it would at least double buybacks of longer-dated debt, with operations starting September 9th and potentially exceeding $4 billion per issue. The relief lasted hours. Yields rebounded, the Dow fell 703 points, the S&P 500 lost almost 1%, and the Nasdaq dropped 1%. The dollar slipped to a three-month low. Gold pushed above $4,500 an ounce. The 30-year bond is already at its highest level in almost two decades. Investors are reading the buyback as a sign of fiscal stress, not a cure for it. If U.S. debt is priced as a real credit risk, borrowing costs rise for expansion, hiring, and investment. That pressures equity valuations and widens credit spreads. Rate-sensitive growth and consumer shares led the decline, while energy names held up on oil. Bessent says the deficit has likely peaked and the plan is to grow out of it. The market wants proof. Bessent's buyback plan is intended to support liquidity, but it does not reduce the underlying supply of new debt. That is why the dollar is weakening even as yields rise. The Treasury can shift the maturity mix, but it cannot change the arithmetic. Again, $40 trillion in federal debt and the bond market is not reassured. The next test is whether the 10-year holds below 5% into the September refunding. Turning to energy and the Middle East, the Strait of Hormuz is nearly closed to commercial energy traffic. Only 7 commodity vessels moved through the waterway on Thursday. That is half the previous day's count. Shipping trackers counted 4 ships entering and 3 leaving. None were very large crude carriers or LNG tankers. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the United States will impose the toughest sanctions in history on Iran. Brent crude touched a 4-week high just under $95 a barrel. U.S. crude settled around $94. Gasoline is above $4.10 a gallon, and diesel is above $5.50. Before the war began in February, Hormuz carried nearly a fifth of global crude, and LNG now that artery is effectively shut. The United Arab Emirates has suspended all trade with Iran after accusing Tehran of launching 2 missiles. The administration is framing this as economic warfare, not just sanctions. Insurance and freight costs are rising. War risk premiums are climbing. The pressure is not limited to the Gulf. Somali pirates have hijacked a weapons cargo vessel off Somalia, and armed men boarded a tanker off Yemen and diverted it toward Somalia. That is 2 hijackings in 4 days. The risk is a multi-front supply shock. The next milestone is whether a single very large crude carrier attempts the transit. So far, the answer is no. That keeps a floor under crude. A fifth of global oil supply is waiting for that answer. Watch for any sign of tanker traffic resuming. If it does not, Brent above $100 becomes the base case. The core fact, the world's most important oil choke point is down to a handful of ships. Let's get to the markets. The 10-year Treasury yield is around 4.7%, and the 30-year is near 5%, its highest in almost 2 decades. The dollar index is at a 3-month low, the euro has pushed toward 117, and sterling is at a 6-month high. Brent crude is above $94 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate is holding near $94. U.S. gasoline is above $4.10 a gallon, and diesel is above $5.50. Gold is above $4,500 an ounce, and silver has cleared $66. Bitcoin has pushed above $75,000 after a 2-day squeeze. That is the tape. Japan's core inflation accelerated to 1.8% in July, its fastest since January, and the August manufacturing PMI hit 55.1. That hardens the case for a Bank of Japan rate hike in September, and the Nikkei is set for a weekly drop of about 4%. France's 10-year borrowing cost has pushed above 4.1%, its highest since 2008, even as Italy, Spain, and Greece borrow more cheaply. The Inspectorate General of Finance warns of major risks under a special budget law, including blocked defense credits and a widening deficit. Walmart shares fell 9% after U.S. comparable sales rose just 2.6%, the slowest pace in 6 years. The retailer still raised its full-year outlook, but it plans to pass a $2.9 billion tariff refund to shoppers through price cuts. Evergrande founder Hui Kaiyan, once China's richest man, has been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to 8 fraud charges. Creditors are owed about $45 billion, and the firm was fined $2.4 billion. Moderna and Merck reported positive phase 3 results for a personalized mRNA cancer vaccine in a study of more than 1,100 patients. Moderna stock doubled, then fell 20%, but short sellers still lost an estimated $5.5 billion, and the results validate mRNA beyond COVID-19. The Panama Canal will cut daily transits to 32 ships starting September 15th after drought drained its lakes. Priority passage slots now average $1.1 million, 16 times higher year-on-year, and the canal handles about 40% of U.S. container traffic. Broadcom is reportedly seeking up to $100 billion in debt financing for AI chip development for Anthropic and potentially OpenAI. Anthropic is preparing to file for a mega IPO as soon as the end of August, with Citigroup added to the underwriting group. Now for the outlier. More than 150 Polymarket wallets posted a 97% win rate on war-related bets. Those wallets made $8 million. Researchers say that kind of hit rate is essentially impossible without an informational edge, and it raises concerns that some traders used classified military information. No charges have been filed. The pattern is almost too clean. The trades tracked events in the Iran conflict. Separately, corporate spending on U.S. House and Senate races reached $517 million in the 15 months through the first quarter. That already exceeds the $461 million spent over the full 2024 cycle. Crypto, AI, and betting firms are the biggest new contributors. The top contributors are not traditional banks or manufacturers. They are platforms built on risk and prediction. It is a small number in dollar terms, but a large one for credibility. The outlier is not a market move. It is a question about information. That's the Apex Quantix briefing for Friday, August 21st. The weekend tape will watch Hormuz and the 10-year. I'm Iris. Keep your eye on the tape, not the noise.